Hi everyone, Sane Made here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Dr. Be Real, also known as Bob. This is my review for the second half of his chapter number 6 in the second volume of his book called Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism, The War on the West. In this section of the chapter, he discusses 5 steps to surviving fourth wave feminism. As always, the link to purchase either of his books is in the description. The first step, according to Bob, is to separate the definition of feminism from fourth wave feminism. The first wave was the suffragettes and the temperance movements. The second wave was the 60s and 70s with women getting the birth control pill, abortion, and no-fault divorce. The third wave, no one has still adequately described this to me. I'd say it's women entering the workforce en masse in the 1980s and 90s, and gaining equality and edumacation in the workforce. Fourth wave, the way that Bob describes it, is all about equality versus equity. Fourth wave is about giving women equity and making them equal even if they don't deserve to be. I would say that feminism has always been about equity in the long run. That women first wanted to be made equal to men, but only to keep their special privileges in addition to gaining other ones. He continues by saying that if you want to see how good we have it in the West, then go to a communist or Islamist country. Bob says that to counter fourth wave feminism first, we must recognize how it operates. First, it breaks down unity by breaking up groups into smaller groups. Second, it takes the moral high ground so that you can't criticize it without looking evil in the eyes of others. The idea, according to him, is that the straight white male is on shaky moral high ground, and because of that, every other group attacks him. Meanwhile, he's keeping the whole Western world propped up. The LGBTQ LMNOP acronym group keeps getting bigger, and because of its unity and size, it is waging a legal, social, financial, and eventually literal war on the West. Fourth wave feminism also uses shaming language and bullying to get what it wants. We can clearly see the power of shaming in the cancel culture. Men being afraid to speak up because they get shamed in front of their employers and risk losing their livelihoods. Bob says that the shaming creates one of two outcomes. Men will either do as they're told, or they will exit society and go MGTOW. He points out that women submit to the will of the group for the most part, because if they didn't historically, they wouldn't be able to survive on their own in nature and they would die. So women don't need to be manipulated as much to fall in line because nature does the trick for them. Many women can't even choose to be skinny or a pro-life conservative these days, or they risk having a falling out with the so-called female collective. With regards to bullying, the government of Canada under feminist Prime Minister Justin Skippy Trudeau wants to pass Bill C-11 that will bully hate speech right off the internet, or speech that he hates. That's a perfect example of the bullying that Bob talks about in this chapter of this book. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Profit Specialist Group. Why let some woman use her points to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description. Anyways, now back to how to survive in a crazy world full of clowns with cooches, Clown World Show. The third point Bob brings up is that fourth wave feminism changes language to fight dirty. Socialism is trumpeted as good because it has the word social in it, instead of antisocial, as well as crazy terms like post-birth abortion, which is just a sneaky way to say infanticide. Social justice is just a fancy way of saying that the shutting down and censorship of voices they don't like to hear is acceptable. Bob says that a man needs to be aware of how language is used against him and not take words at their face value anymore, but to dig deeper for their meaning. The fourth point he brings up about is women using projection, and he says this, and I quote, "A woman projects her cries of racism, sexism, and bigotry while she screams for the destruction of cis white men and bodies her projection of bad character, demanding that we accept that there are no differences between the genders while she actively lobbies for laws specifically designated for women, illustrates her deflection of truth, logic, reason, and reality," unquote. Yes, we've heard that all before, that women are a protected class, but yet at the same time, they can't define what a woman is in the West. If it wasn't so scary, it would be hilarious as a comedy routine at this point. The fifth strategy for the fourth wave feminists is infection injection, i.e. taking over the government, corporate culture, education, and the media. Now they're doing the same to the military. So besides just identifying what's wrong with our feminist world, what are the solutions? Bob says that it's important to identify that we're in Crazy Cooch Town first and foremost, and gain situational awareness about our situation. That objective truth is your friend, yet you have to question where that so-called objective truth is coming from because of bad fourth-wave actors. Bob says to embrace gender differences and to have the two sexes work together equally. I agree with equality in principle, as I'm sure most guys do, but in practice, once you have it, nature abhors a power vacuum, and women usually end up filling it and taking charge. So a solution of equality won't work. For example, when I was in a 5-year-long relationship, it was equal for the most part. In fact, I had more of the responsibility, and I shared power with her. But over time, I had even more responsibility, and she started taking power away from me. Once I realized what was happening, I simply left. Bob says most importantly to ask questions of people that say they're in an authoritarian state that claim they're free. He tells guys to ask questions to get the truth. The problem is that most people in society are so brainwashed in fourth-wave feminist ideology that they won't actually give you a clear answer anymore. I think he sums it up when he says that there are two ways to deal with the agenda. One is to accept it and the other one is to go your own way. He brought that up as a response in passing. I think he stumbles into the solution early on even without realizing it. I wouldn't take Bob's advice where he says to ask a fourth-wave feminist why she chose a major in gender studies instead of STEM. She's going to get triggered and ask why you asked that question in the first place. Were you trying to belittle her glorious edumacation and were mocking her? My advice is to stay away from feminists if you know what's good for you. You survive our crazy feminist world by staying away from it as much as possible. If you choose to fight it, you do so anonymously like myself or Bob by writing a book or making online content under a pseudonym. They can't shame and bully you if they can't find you. Also think about using a VPN to mask your country with regards to content creation in case your country implements hate speech laws. You also fight back by avoiding mainstream media, higher education, and other places that feminists infest. That way you're not supporting them financially and keeping the beast well fed. You also fight back by reducing your tax burden legally and starving the state of GDP and working only so much as you have to. He does bring up one funny thing that you can ask of women. You can ask them if all the hardworking women out there that made lots of money are willing to share it with men who did nothing to deserve it. If they don't share it, then they're pretty much being selfish. I'd love to see the look on women's faces if he said that. But saying that means you're telling women that you know about female projection in nature. And simply by revealing that indirectly, you're opening up yourself to attacks further down the line. Bob says to point out female hypocrisy by saying this, and I quote, "Ask why someone who promotes Islam, socialism, misandry, and anti-white rhetoric is provided with a protected platform funded by the state. While another group of men seeks to simply discuss men's rights, which are undeniably human rights, are continually met with unchecked violence, shutdowns, and resistance by the same state that claims they support equality and tolerance," unquote. I've seen the exact same thing happen in many men's rights activist meetings over the years. That's part of the bullying and silencing part that he talked about earlier. Again, my solution is to use the internet to have your voice heard. But that's also becoming more and more problematic because of throttling and censorship. Bob also has a YouTube channel discussing these sorts of things in a vanilla way. And it was recently taken down with zero strikes all of a sudden for no reason. Bob also says to realize that the limits of feminism are unlimited and they'll never be satisfied. I'd go one step further and say that women's appetites in general for things are unlimited. It can be very difficult to separate the female nature from the female, but it has to be done. Bob, I can tell that you don't hate women at all, but at the same time, you're giving them way more credit than they deserve with regards to equality. Because while we both want women to be equal, the nature of equality means they will make a power move on us one day. Do you really believe that men in the distant patriarchal past didn't want women to have equal rights? Of course they did. But they knew what would happen once they got it. Women are really big children with boobs, and because of that, much like kids, their appetites can never be satiated or satisfied. Shaming, projection, and infiltration of the education system are not done by fourth-wave feminism. They're done by female nature in general. Women's power comes from social domination. When you go your own way from women, the corporate world and the government apparatus, their domination can no longer reach you. The female predator has no bite. The only way to get you back is to shame you out where it's dangerous so you can once again take a bite out of you. Bob says the most powerful way to deal with fourth-wave feminists is to say no instead of yes, meaning that you have to pass the collective shit test that women are putting us through. Men need to say no to sexist family courts, for example. The best way to do that, of course, is not to get married. He says to say no to 100 genders and obesity being glorified is beautiful. But how exactly do you do that when women will bully or shame you if you say no? The only way to win is to walk away and let it all crumble financially and socially. The only way to say no to the law is to avoid putting yourself in a position where you're potentially legally responsible. He ends this chapter by saying there is hope. He says that fourth wave feminism is destined to fail. I agree, but it might not fail in our lifetimes. Bob says that women that say a man can be a woman and compete in women's sporting events is a sign that the end is near for feminism. But these days, many states are banning trans athletes, so it seems like Bob's victory dance might be a little too soon. He says that women will rethink their ideology when young women come home in body bags from war, just to prove that they're equal. But we all know that the majority of frontline troopers, 99.9% of them, are actually males. But they won't like the equality if they do come back in body bags, and the assumption he seems to make is that they will scrap the ideology for a couple of bad things happening to them. More likely, they'll just change things and keep the rest of the good stuff. As Bill Burr always says, women like to cherry-pick the good stuff while leaving the bad for us men. I think there's no solution because there are too many simps, so nothing is going to happen. This is only going to get a lot worse. Survive by saving yourself by possibly leaving the West or moving to a small town away from the lunatic mobs and their power base. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Dr. B. Real for the donation and topic. Once again, his book link is in the description. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that there's no way to smash fourth wave feminism until it smashes the very foundations of civilization down to the ground. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the men trying to find solutions to problems that have no solution away. Present company excluded, of course. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.